You are listening to Les Brown Greatness Radio.
Please welcome to the stage the one, the only, Mr. Les Brown!
Thank you so much. All right, let's give Curtis a round of applause for his wonderful introduction. Give him a tremendous round of applause. I'm so excited to be here. Let's give a round of applause to Eric Worre and Marina for making this, their whole team, a tremendous production. And give yourselves a tremendous round of applause. Entrepreneurs and dreamers focusing on changing the world. Bring your energy level up. Yes, yes, yes. It's a pleasure to be here to share a few thoughts with you. And I want to just share this up front. Number one, everything that I'm going to say, you already know it. Because of who you are as entrepreneurs, because of who you are, people who have goals and dreams that you want to achieve. And part of that process is being a student, of being a sponge, of learning everything that you can. So everything that I'm going to say, you already know it. Number two, everything that I'm going to say, you've heard it before from other presenters who've come up and done an incredible job in sharing with you their experiences and the tools that you need in order to rise and to take your life and your business to the next level. Let's give all the presenters a tremendous round of applause who've come up and created value. And so I'm going to share some thoughts and ideas with you. And I just want to make it clear that as I share these ideas, just be open to the possibilities. And I must let you also know that, you know, God has a sense of humor. I'm 70 years old and I have hot flashes. Seriously, I'm going through a decancering program and I have hot flashes. I travel with a fan and a blanket. I call them power surges. So at any time you see me perspiring a lot, I'm a Mickey Mouse fan, have a Mickey Mouse watch, and this is my little pat myself down, you know, when I start perspiring. You know, you got to have a sense of humor. Let us say together, have some fun. Yes. Now, the other thing is that I want you to think about three major goals that you'd like to achieve. Something that's important to you. I'm thankful to this industry. I'm thankful to Eric and Marina for the work they've put together, because were it not for this industry, I would not be who I am before, who I was. I would not be the person that I am now. Because of this industry, people like Glenn Turner, most of you never heard this name, Dare to Be Great, Holiday Magic, Best Line Products, Bill Bailey. Because of this industry, doing presentations, talking to people about a dream and how they can begin to step out of working for someone else to work for themselves, I had no idea that my life would be where it is right now. I don't know you, but here's what I know about you, based upon my own experience, that you have something special. You have greatness within you. Here's what I know about you. There's certain kinds of people who say yes when they're presented with this opportunity. Because this is not for everyone. This is not for the faint at heart. This is for people who have goals and dreams that they want to achieve. When I joined, when I became involved in this industry, that's where I was. I was born in a poor section of Miami, Florida called Liberty City, with a twin brother in an abandoned building on a floor. When we were 6 weeks of age, we were adopted by Mrs. Mamie Brown. I feel like Abraham Lincoln, who said, all that I am and all that I ever hope to be, I owe to my mother. And my mother, she worked on Miami Beach. She cleaned homes, and she kept children, and she cooked for families. We ate the food left over from the families that she cooked for. These people were very kind and generous. They said, Mamie, whatever food is left over after we eat, you can pack it up and take it home to those children that you have adopted. She kept their children, and we wore the hand-me-down clothes of the children that she kept. And as a kid, I remember walking around these big, beautiful mansions and said, Mama, what is it, Leslie? When I become a man, I'm going to buy you a big, beautiful home, just like this. How many ever have someone in your life that you want to do something special for? Raise your hands, please. Very good. I'm going to share with you how you can make that happen. And I want you to think about goals in your personal life, and I want you to think about your financial goal. What is it? I want you to think about that financial freedom number. How much money do you want to earn that as a result of your earning that, it alleviates a lot of stress. As a result of earning that, it allows you to become debt-free. As a result of earning that, you'll be able to contribute to causes that you believe in and be able to take care of family members and be able to have more time for yourself and your family. I want you to think about your financial freedom number. Now, people say money won't make you happy, but everybody want to find out for themselves. Friend of mine, Rita Davenport, said money ain't important, but it's right up there with oxygen. And let me tell you something, fellas, even if you're as humble as I am, you got some money, women will find something cute on you. Oh, my boyfriend got eyelashes like Denzel Washington, honey. You know, he's got earlobes like Tom Cruise. I used to be so broke, I'd walk past a bank and trip the alarm. Creditors would call the house and my children would answer the phone and say, my daddy say he ain't home. Oh my God. Being broke is a trip. So I want you to think about your financial freedom number. Everybody right now, as you think about it, hold up your right index finger. Good. You don't do anything else. Do this. Now put it in your ear. Put it in your ear. And just listen to me. I just want you to listen to me. You have something special. You have greatness within you. You have the ability to do more than anything you can ever begin to imagine. There's an entrepreneur in you. You have million-dollar ideas, billion-dollar ideas in you. There are people waiting to hear your voice. You have a vision of yourself doing more, achieving more, taking care of your family, making your mark, leaving a legacy. You will never be stressed or challenged financially. You were born to be rich. You know that it's in your DNA. You were born to be successful. Take your finger out. And the reason I wanted you to do that, I didn't want to go in one ear and out the other. You know? As you think about your goals, that's Wesley and I. Which one am I on, the right or the left? Left, I'm the cute one, of course. That's my beginning. I share this with you because I want you to say something with me, with power and conviction. Let us say together, it's not where you start. It's where you're going. There's some of you here who cannot afford to be here, but there was something in you that said, I can't afford not to be here. And you've got here. You showed up. There was something in you that said, I've got to make this happen. There's something in you that said, there's a bigger life waiting for me, calling my name. There's something in you that says, I'm on my way to a greater life. Give yourselves a round of applause. Yes, 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 yes. And whoever brought you in the business, make sure you find them and say thank you, because they saw something. They saw greatness in you. They saw something. They saw that it factor. There's something in you. There's another part of yourself that you will never discover unless you align yourself with positive, motivated people who have goals and dreams beyond working on a job where they pay you just enough to keep you quitting from quitting. Beyond, you're working just hard enough to keep from getting fired. There's something in you that says, I'm not going to go through life allowing somebody to control my financial future. There's something in you that says, I'm not going to work at a place where I have to go and ask for permission when I can go on vacation. There's something in you that says, I'm not mentally fit to work for somebody for the rest of my life. Give yourselves a round of applause. Yes. Yes. And think it not strange when you have goals and dreams that you'll face the fiery furnaces of this world. Be surprised that family members and friends and people who should be there to encourage you and to motivate you, that they will try and discourage you. They'll call it a pyramid scheme or some kind of get-rich-quick scheme. People who could help you out and won't help you out, because they know too much about you and they don't believe, they can't see this new you. Don't allow those negative naysayers, the people who are suffering from possibility blindness, to stop you. Had I listened to them, I would not be standing here. Had I listened to them, I would not be traveling around the world living my dreams and not my fears. There's something in you that says yes to your life, yes to a greater future. Give yourselves a round of applause. Yes, yes, yes. And as you think about your goals and dreams, your personal goals, your financial goal, and whatever that number is, I want you to multiply it 100 times. And I want to warn you, don't ask yourself how you're going to do it. How is none of your business. My favorite book says, lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. There are things you can do that you don't know right now. So don't worry about how. That's none of your business. And I want you to think about your financial contribution, but also your legacy. What will be different? This stage of my life, I'm training and teaching people how to tell their story, how to make a difference in the lives of others, how to become an effective communicator. How many of you would love to do that? Raise your hands, please. It makes all the difference in the world, teaching people the techniques and strategies that I learned that allowed me to build an organization with hundreds of thousands of people. This stage of my life, I'm 70. Don't I look good for 70? Come on, yeah, absolutely. And I don't use mascara. I don't use dye to cover my hair because of the fact that I have an allergic reaction to dye. But I do use mascara. My kids say, Daddy, you look distinguished with your gray hair. I said, at 70, I'm not trying to look distinguished. I'm trying to look young. Sometimes, Tony, you got to hook this up. You understand what I'm saying? Let me tell you something. Oh, my God. Yeah, people saying, I can't believe he's doing that. Now, you're going to need a paintbrush. You're going to need a Let me tell you. I got to tell you this. I had to give this speech in the Georgia Dome called It's Not Over Till I Win. In fact, you just emailed me. Go to lesbrownmotivation.com. And you can see it free. So anyhow, at the end of my presentation, somebody was there and said, Mr. Brown, our speaker canceled on the last minute. Said, do you have enough energy to give another speech? And I said, no, I'm tired. They said, we can pay your full fee. I said, the Lord is able. You know, Red Fox said, money can't buy you happiness, but it can make a big down payment, you know? So they took me over to the Georgia World Congress Center, Kim. And when I looked in the room, people were very close to the stage. And I said, can I go to the restroom for a minute? They said, yes. I went to the restroom and I took my mascara out. I just sweating and perspiring, getting it all touched up. And so when I came in the room, the lady wanted everybody to know that she knew me. She said, there he is, Les Brown. And I walked up on the stage and she kissed me on the cheek. And I kissed her on the cheek and left this big black smudge on her face. I didn't know what to do, so I just sat down. So the people down front started saying, there's something on your face. And she looked at me, she said, what are they saying? I said, I don't know. Finally, one nosy lady came down there, opened up her purse, gave her a mirror. Now, nobody asked her to do that. Getting in the Kool-Aid, don't know the flavor. She looks at me, she said, how did this get here? I said, I don't know, you think maybe this rubs off? So afterwards, when I kiss you, do not be alarmed. I now use waterproof Mademoiselle, all right? A brother's got to do what he's got to do. So I want you to think about your goals and dreams, your personal goals, your financial goals. I'm growing your organization, recruiting more people, developing your skills as a communicator. I want you to think about your social contribution. Part of what I'm doing is teaching people how to tell their story, but also teaching people that you are more powerful than cancer. I'm a 19-year cancer conqueror because of God's grace and mercy. I think the doctor should never tell someone they're terminally ill. What they should say is, my knowledge and ability to help you has terminated. Now you need to explore some other options. At this stage of my life, I'm training people how to work with young kids. How many of you have children? Raise your hands, please. I'm teaching them how to develop their mindset, how to become effective communicators, how to begin to dress like a prospect and not a suspect. How to select friends that's an asset to them rather than a liability in technology, and how they can begin to use their skills and talents today rather than going out beating the pavement looking for a job. Teach them how to learn how to develop their own personal economy by doing what you're doing right now. And I believe that we can create a different future for our children when we work together to create communities of collaborative, achievement-driven, supportive relationships. And that's what you're doing here now. That's what Eric and Marina wanted to do. Creating communities of collaborative, achievement-driven relationships. And as you think about your goals and dreams right now, let us say together, it's possible. Yeah, say it again, it's possible. See, preparing to come up and speak to you, that was not challenging. But let me share with you what it took me years to do, was to believe that I can do it. Given my circumstances, born in an abandoned building on a floor, being adopted, if both my birth parents stood up now and said, hello, son, I would not recognize either one. Being labeled educable, mentally retarded when I was in the fifth grade, and put back from the fifth grade into the fourth grade, and fail again when I was in the eighth grade. Being raised in poverty, how you live your life is a result of the story you believed about yourself. And so being in the environment where I was born, that was my reality of being poor. I was stuck. How many of you ever been stuck? Raise your hands, please. And so, as entrepreneurs, as leaders, I'm going to share with you what it is you do and the power of speaking. Write this down. Distract. See, when you are as an entrepreneur, when you present the business, don't go in just trying to sell people on the business. No, no. What your goal is to sell them on a new story. How people live their lives is a result of the story they believe about themselves. When you show up, you do what Mr. Washington did for me. Write this down. You distract them from their current story. I'll never forget the gentleman I eulogized a few weeks ago when I first met him. He said, young man, go to the board to work this problem out for me. I said, oh, sir, I can't do that. Why not? I'm not one of your students. Look at me. Yes, sir. Go to the board and work the problem out anyhow. I can't, sir. Why? And the other student started laughing. He's DT. He's a twin. His brother's smart. His sister, she's smart. But he's DT. What's DT? He's a dumb twin. And I said, I am, sir. As the students laughed, and he came from behind his desk, he looked at me. He said, don't you ever say that again. Someone's opinion of you does not have to become your reality. And so that was a turning point in my life. On one hand, I was humiliated, but on the other hand, I was liberated. Because he looked at me with the eyes of Goethe, who said, look at a man the way that he is, he only becomes worse. But look at him as if he were what he could be, then he becomes what he should be. And so when you approach someone about this business, what you're doing is you are interrupting their current story. And when they come to an opportunity meeting, or when you make the presentation of what the possibilities are and how they can change their financial income, you're dismantling their limited belief system and begin to allow them to become, as Mother Teresa would say, inspired. Distract, dispute, and inspired to become like a pencil in the hand of God and start writing a new chapter in their lives. You're selling them a story of hope. You're selling them a story of possibility. You're selling them a story of controlling their own personal economy. Give yourselves a round of applause. Come on, bring your energy level up. And that's what we do as entrepreneurs. That's what you do when you make a presentation. How important is that? That's major. That's major. More people died, according to the CDC, last year from, listen to this, suicide than from traffic accidents. People have lost hope. When you speak, you're giving people hope. When there's hope in the future, that gives you power in the present. When you speak with conviction, when you speak strategically and tell the story of why you said yes, tell the story on how you saw this opening up the door for a new life for yourself. Is it easy? Of course it's not easy. It's challenging. It requires patience. It requires persistence. It requires a willingness to do whatever is required to create a new life for yourself. Give yourselves a round of applause for giving people another shot, another chance. And see, I didn't do what I'm doing now for 14 years because I assumed I couldn't do it because I had never done it before. There are people who are going to tell you no. They're living off an assumption. They assume because they've never done it before, they can't do it. Or they assume because they've been involved in the business before and things didn't work out, and so this won't work out. I didn't do what I'm doing now because I assume because I don't have a college education. I assume because I had to compete with people with PhDs and MBAs. I assume because of my lack of education, I could not compete. How many of you ever decided not to do something based upon an assumption? Raise your hands, please. And so that's why it's important for us to be strategic and experiential and being able to tell the story to distract them from their current story, distract, dispute, break down the limited belief system and inspire them to say yes to a new opportunity in their lives. And so as a result, I didn't do what I'm doing now because I had such a tremendous inferiority complex because of my lack of college education. I stopped myself. It's an African proverb that says, if there's no enemy within, the enemy outside can do us no harm. And so as you look at yourself, as you look at your goals, look at your dreams, it's very important that you take time every day and write this down to retrain your thinking. You got to retrain your thinking. Because how we live our lives is a result of the story that we bought into. I had to retrain my thinking because of what I saw. Studies indicating that the decisions we make in life is directly related to the things that we saw, the things that we experienced, the conversations we've been exposed to between age 0 and 5. And so as a result of that, my experience, I had to begin to engage in a process of retraining my mindset. And I didn't even know what I was doing. But this man, Mr. Sadursky, I'll never forget. Leslie, come in here. Yes, sir. Look at my shoes. You can shine them better than this. I do apologize, sir. I'll do a better job. And his wife said, please don't yell at him like that. That's not nice. He's just a kid. He's only 10 years old. He should do a better job than that. He can. I said, it's okay, Mrs. Sadursky. And he should have yelled at me. He was a very rude, arrogant guy, but he was a kind guy, too. What I loved about him, every day he had a routine. It was his time in the morning he spent working on his mind. And I wanted to be in the office as he was shining his shoes, listening to Earl Nightingale. All of us are self-made, but only the successful will admit it. Listening to Dr. Dennis Waitley, people form habits and habits create futures. Listening to Zig Ziglar, if you give enough people what they want, they will give you what you want. Listening to Jim Rohn, when the end comes for you, let it find you conquering a new mountain, not sliding down an old one. Listening and reading the words of Winston Churchill, the truth is incontrovertible. Malice may attack it, ignorance may deride it, but at the end, there it is. Reading from my favorite book, Be Not Conformed to This World, Be Transformed by the Renewing of Your Mind. Listening to these words help to create a different vision for myself. Some of you are already doing it right now. I'm saying this is a time more than ever that you want to begin to inoculate yourself with positive words, coming to conventions, showing up on meetings, being on the calls to make yourself unstoppable, to get out of your mind the polluting negative thoughts that's causing most people to go through life being stuck because they're volunteer victims. Somebody said that many people die at age 25 and don't get buried until they're 65 because they got so much garbage in their minds. You are here because you've got a clear vision of what you want and where you're going. Give yourselves a round of applause. Come on, bring your energy level up. Yes, yes. You want more. You want more. You're different. You're different than everybody else. Don't worry if they don't get it. Don't try and convince people to do this business. A person convinced against their will is of the same opinion still. You are not like everybody else. You can walk outside and find pigeons, but if you're looking for eagles, it's going to take you a minute. You are different. It's lonely at the top. How many of you know it's lonely at the top? Raise your hands. It's lonely at the top, but you eat better. That's what I'm talking about. You're different. One great entrepreneur said, I choose not to be a common man. It's my right to be uncommon if I can. I seek opportunity, not security. I do not wish to be a kept citizen, humbled and dulled by having the state look after me. I want to take the calculated risk, to dream and to build, to fail and to succeed. I refuse to live from hand to mouth. I prefer the challenges of life to the guaranteed existence, the thrill of fulfillment to the still calm of utopia. I will never cower before any master, nor bend to any threat. It's my heritage. Is to stand erect, proud and unafraid, to face the world boldly and say, this I have done. You showed up because you're building a business that you can stand and say, I did this. I did this. This is my dream. Give yourselves a round of applause. Yes. 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 There's something in you that wouldn't allow you to stop. Dr. Howard Thurman. He said there's something in each and every one of you that waits and listens to the voice of the genuine in yourself. It will be perhaps the only guide you will ever have. And if you cannot hear it, all of your life, your days will be spent on the ends of strings that somebody else pulls. And I say to you, the reason you showed up, even though you couldn't afford to be here, the reason you drove hundreds of miles, flew around the world, there's something in you, in your heart of hearts, that said, I'm not going to let anybody pull my strings. It said, I'm going to control my own personal economy. It said, I've got a dream I want to achieve. I want my children to have a choice of the kind of education that they want. That said, I am the captain of my ship. That said, I'm going to control my destiny. And whatever it takes, I'm willing to do the work. Give yourselves a round of applause. In 1961, President John F. Kennedy had a decision to make. The decision was whether or not to call a news conference and tell the world the United States was going to go to the moon. And I submit to you that the decision to do that was very risky. And what governed his thinking is what governed your thinking when you decided, I'm going to do this. See, the technology did not exist. The answer, what will it take, did not exist. No one had ever done it before. But he made a decision. He looked at Wernher von Braun, the most brilliant scientist of that day. And he said, Wernher, what will it take for us to go to the moon? And he spoke five words. And those five words, I think, is what governs most entrepreneurs. Those five words, I think, is what give people like you the courage to pursue their dreams. Those five words is what I think people who are pioneers, people who are breaking new ground, make decisions on. He said, what will it take for us to go to the moon? And the response was, the will to do it. As you look at yourself, as you look at your business, as we look into 2015 and beyond, what will it take for you to increase your business? The will to do it. What will it take for you to become more powerful in your presentation skills and be able to increase the number of people to quadruple your business? The will to do it. What will it take for you when others are quitting because of the rejections, when others are stopping because they just become so discouraged and they have creditors breathing down their neck and they have family members and friends telling them they're a fool? What is it that will allow you to have the mental resiliency to keep on keeping on, to keep your commitment to your commitment? The will to do it. Every time I say it and ask you a question, I want you to say, the will to do it. What will it take for you to build your business? What will it take for you to increase your recruiting? What will it take for you to bring out the greatness in you and to make your mark? What will it take for you to become a high achiever and to bring out the billionaire in you? Shake someone's hand on your right and left and say, I've got the will. I've got the will. Mr. Washington, this man who taught me, he said, Mr. Brown, you want to make it in life? He said, number one, develop your mind. You don't get in life what you want, you get in life what you are. Number two, develop your communication skills. Once you open your mouth, you tell the world who you are. Three, practice the principle of OQP, only quality people. Let us say together, only quality people. As you think about your goals and dreams, this is not for everybody. You want to build an organization with only quality people. Not people who need more, but people who want more. You want to surround yourself with people that are hungry. People that are hungry are willing to do the things today others won't do in order to have the things tomorrow others won't have. People that are hungry do what they know, not what they feel. See, I didn't do this for years because I knew it would be hard. And Mr. Washington said something to me. Mike Williams, my mentor, you want to go online and find his book, The Road to Your Best Stuff. He said something that grabbed me, and I want you to put this someplace where you can see it. See, you build this business through persistence. You got to affirm, I will persist until I succeed. You build it through patience. It takes time to grow orchids. It's faster to grow roses, but orchids, that takes time. You have to have persistence. You have to have patience and perseverance. It takes courage to come back again and again and again. Because in order to build the business, it's hard work. It's H-A-R-D and H-E-A-R-T. Are you with me there? Write this down. If you do what is easy, your life will be hard. But if you do what is hard, your life will be easy. If you do what is easy, point out all this is some pyramid scheme. Oh, I've been talking to people and nobody's interested. I talked to people and they said no. Oh, I've done that before. Come up with excuses. If you do what is easy, always looking for a way to give yourself a pass, to let yourself off the hook, to do what everybody else is doing, a job, the journey of the broke. If you do what is easy, your life will be hard. People working on jobs that they hate. The heart attack rate on Monday morning between 6 o'clock and 10 o'clock increases by 35%. People going to jobs that they hate. If you do what is easy, your life will be hard. Working 2 and 3 jobs for one paycheck and no job security. But there is something in you. It says, you know, I'm making some good money, but you know what? I can't do this. I can't do this anymore. A friend of mine, she's here. I'm so honored to be in her presence, Kim Wee. She went to do a presentation, drove from Los Angeles to San Francisco. And 20 people in the room, and they said, yes, she's an electrifying speaker, great presenter. Yes. And when she left, the Dream Busters took the floor. And when the Dream Busters finished with those people who had goals and dreams of a new life, they sabotaged Kim. And they called her before she can get home and said, no, we're not going to do it. And at that moment, she could have quit. Write this down, your private voice. Every entrepreneur, you have two things going for you. You have an energy signature, and some of you will be working with, and you have a private voice. 8 to 9 decisions out of 10 that you make are governed by that private voice. When they called and said no, her private voice said, you're wasting your time. You don't need to do this. Your husband is a doctor. You don't need to do this. You're a mother. You need to spend more time with your child. Get this crazy idea out of your mind. But rather than do that, she started talking to herself. Rather than do that, she started listening to motivational messages that would build herself up from the inside. And as a result of her saying, yes, I can do this, as a result of ignoring the Dream Busters, now she's one of the top 10 producers in the world in multi-level marketing. Give her a round of applause. Kim Wee, stand up. Give her a round of applause. Yes. Yes. In the world. And that's why you are here. There's a voice in you that has said, I can do this. I know others have failed. I can do this. I know others have said that I can't do it. I've had setbacks in life. How many have had some failures? Raise your hands, please. How many of you had some no's in your life? Raise your hands, please. Shake someone's hand on your right and left and say, make no your vitamin. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to make it in life, you got to make no your vitamin. You've got to know every no brings you a step closer to a yes. Anybody can stop because someone said no. But there's something in you, in your heart of hearts, that's saying, I'm not a quitter. There's something in you that says, I've got the will to do it. There's something in you that says, I'm going to find a way. Mr. Brown, what do you want to do with your life, young man? Sir, I'd like to become a disc jockey. Why? Sir, because I want to buy my mother a home. He said, great. Listen to Paul Harvey. Here are my car keys. Go in the car. 12 noon. He comes on every day. Why? Because if you want to be successful, study the people that are doing what you want to do. He's the best in the world when it comes to communication. I suggest to you, as you look at what you want to achieve, look at the top achievers. Understand and know they are only an example. They are not an exception. They're an example of what you can do because success leaves clues. Follow the system, watch the leaders, and study them. I did that. And he said, Mr. Brown, detoxify your life. Let all the negative people in your life go. Can I change them? No. It's a full-time job changing yourself. He's right. He's right. You can't change people. It's hard changing yourself. And there's some people so negative they can walk into a dark room and begin to develop. He said, practice OQP, only quality people. He said, I want you to see yourself as a disc jockey. You want to be a disc jockey? Visualize yourself being on radio. You want to be a top performer? Visualize yourself building the business. Visualize yourself coming across the stage, accepting an award for your recognition of your hard work. See it in your mind's eye. He said, I'll give you all your eyes can see. And I had to see myself on stage as I'm presenting right now. I've been here many times before I showed up in my mind. All your goals are achieved twice. First, in the mind, then, and without. And then finally, he said, Mr. Brown, I said, yes, sir. You want to be a disc jockey? Yes, sir. He said, you got to be hungry. I said, why you keep saying that? He said, people that are hungry are relentless. People that are hungry, unstoppable. People that are hungry, no excuse is acceptable. I said, sir, I'm hungry to take care of my mother. All my life, people have always compared me to my brother because I'm not smart like him. It takes me longer to get things than most people. I have to hear it again and again. But once, I got it, sir. I got it. You're the only person that never called me stupid or dumb. You never called me DT, the dumb twin. You look at me like I'm somebody. I've never had a father, and I watch you, and I want to be able to talk like you. I get choked up sometimes because I can't get my thoughts out, sir, but I want to do what you do, and I want to make my mama proud. He said, you can do it, Mr. Brown. I've given you all you can get from me. Now it's on you. If you want to be a disc jockey, go out into the marketplace. I went to apply for a job on Miami Beach. Milton Butterball Smith was the program director. Hello, Mr. Butterball. How are you, sir? My name is Les Brown, sir. I'd like to be a disc jockey. Young man, you have any journalism in your background? No, sir, I don't. Have any experience in broadcasting? No, sir. But let me audition for you, sir. Let me show you how good I am. All I want, sir, is a shot. Just let me audition. He said, no. How many have been rejected? Raise your hands, please. I was devastated with rejection. I said, Mr. Washington, they said no. He said, don't take it personally. Most people are so negative, they have to say no seven times before they say yes. He said, you gotta be hungry. Go back again. I went back again. Hello, Mr. Butterball. How are you, sir? Now, my name is Les Brown, sir. I'd like to be a disc jockey. He said, I know what your name is. Weren't you here yesterday? I said, yes, sir, I was. Didn't I tell you no yesterday? I said, yes, sir, you did. He said, then why are you back today? I said, well, sir, I didn't know whether or not somebody was laid off or somebody was fired, sir. He said, no one was laid off or fired. Now get on out of here. I came back the next day. Hello, Mr. Butterball. How are you, sir? My name is Les Brown, sir. I'd like to be a disc jockey. He said, I know what your name is. Weren't you here the last 2 days? I said, yes, sir. Didn't I tell you no the last 2 days? I said, yes, sir. He said, then why are you back today? I said, sir, I didn't know whether that someone got sick or someone died, sir. No one got sick or died. No one was laid off or fired. Now, don't you come back here again. I came back the next day talking loud, looking happy, like I was singing for the first time. I said, "Hello, Mr. Waterfall, how are you?" He looked at me with rage. He says, "Go get me some coffee." I said, "Yes, sir." As you think about your goals and dreams, you've got to make know your vitamin. I became the errand boy for the disc jockeys. I'd go get their lunch and their dinner, and I'd stand in the control room watching them move their hands, knowing my time will come. Let us say together, I expect to live my dream. I begin to serve them. My favorite book says, "The greatest among you will be your servant." Learn how to be a good server. And so pretty soon, I was, write this down, building a relationship. People build relationships with people they know, like, and trust, and have proven themselves. And they said, "Look here, young boy, who cleaned my car today?" "I did, sir." "How much do I owe you?" "Nothing, sir." "You cleaned it inside and out? You waxed it?" "Yes." "I don't owe you anything?" "No, sir. I just wanted to help out." Write this down. Give before you ask. I was giving service. I was giving service first. He said, "Whoa. Yeah, Donna Ross and the Supremes are coming to town, the Four Tops and the Temptations. Here are my car keys. Pick them up and take them to the Fountain Blue Hotel on Miami Beach." I said, "Be my pleasure to serve you, sir." I would drive these entertainers all over Miami Beach in the disc jockeys' big long Cadillacs. I didn't have any driver's license, but I'll drive it like a hansom. Then one day, it was a Saturday afternoon, a disc jockey by the name of Rockin' Roger was drinking while he was on the air. He began to slur his words. He got so drunk he was about to fall off the chair. It was a Saturday afternoon, and I was the only one there, looking at him through the control room window, walking back and forth. Young, ready, and hungry. I was saying, "Drink, Rock, drink. Drink, Rock. I'd have gone and get him some more if he'd asked me to." Then pretty soon the phone rang. It was the general manager, and I answered the phone. I said, "Hello?" He said, "Young boy, this is Mr. Klein." I said, "I know." He said, "Rock can't finish the show." I said, "I know." He said, "Will you call one of the other DJs in?" I said, "Yes, sir." I hung the phone up. I said, "Now he must be thinking I'm crazy." I called my mama and my girlfriend, Cassandra. I said, "Y'all come out on the front porch and turn on the radio. I'm about to come on the air." I waited for about 20 minutes, and I called him back and said, "Mr. Klein, I can't find nobody." He said, "Young boy, you know how to work the controls?" I said, "Yes, sir." He said, "Go in there and segue the records. Don't you say nothing here." I said, "Yes, sir." I couldn't wait to get old Rock out of the way. I put on a fast record. I said, "Look out, this is me, LB Triple P. Les Brown, your platter playing papa. There were none before me, and there will be none after me. Therefore, that makes me the one and only. Young and single and love to mingle. Certified, bona fide, and dubly qualified to bring you satisfaction and a whole lot of action. Look out, baby, I'm your love man. I was hungry. I was hungry. I was hungry. I was hungry." Shake someone's hand and say, "You gotta be hungry." Shake someone's hand and say, "You gotta be hungry." You gotta be hungry. So I'd like to leave this with you. I don't know what you want to do, but I believe that Zig was right. If you give enough people what they want, they will give you what you want. I believe Jim Rohn was right. When the end comes to you, let it find you conquering the new mountain. not sliding down in 01. I believe Earl Nightingale was right. All of us are self-made, but only the successful will admit it. I believe that Dr. Peel was right. Always strive to get on top in life because the bottom is overcrowded. I believe Mike Williams is right. If you do what is easy, your life will be hard. But if you do what is hard, your life will be easy. So I dedicate this to you, to the dreamer in you. Something my mother used to love to hear me say. Leslie, yes, ma'am, mama. Say that thing for me, boy, that makes me feel good. I dedicate this to you. Because it's one thing to be in the business, but there's something else when the business is in you. You are here because it's in you. It's in your heart. And it says simply this: if you want a thing bad enough to go out and fight for it, to work day and night for it, to give up your time, your peace, and your sleep for it, if all that you dream and scheme is about it, and life seems useless and worthless without it, and if you gladly sweat for it and fret for it and plan for it and lose all your terror of the opposition for it, and if you simply go after that thing that you want with all of your capacity, strength and sagacity, faith, hope, and confidence, and stern pertinacity, if neither cold poverty, famish, or gold, sickness or pain of body and brain can keep you away from the thing that you want, if dogged and grim you besiege and beset it, with the help of God, you'll get it. God bless you. God bless your dream. God bless America. Thank you so very much.
Mr. Les Brown, the man.
Thank you.
All right, have a seat real quick. How'd you enjoy that?